basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you could save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Firefighters in California battle wildfires side by side on the front lines. Now one of their own has been arrested, accused of starting multiple fires in Northern California.
Robert Hernandez is a Cal Fire firefighter engineer. His job is to drive and maintain fire engines. Cal Fire investigators say Hernandez started five wildfires during the summer while he was off duty. None of the fires grew very large. Hernandez is being charged with arson and booked into jail in Sonoma County. Cal Fire's director says he is appalled to learn one of his agency's own firefighters would violate the public's trust. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Early in-person voting began today in three states. People turning out to cast ballots in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia. Italian icon Sophia Loren is 90 years old today. The Screen Siren and Oscar award-winning actress was celebrated across Italy, and she attended a private gala in her honor. This is ABC News. Eight wildland firefighters in Orange County, California, are recovering after their vehicle overturned on a freeway.
The wildland firefighters were heading home from a 12-hour shift battling a large wildfire that's been burning for nearly 2 weeks. They were in what's called a buggy. It's like a bus. When the driver swerved to avoid a ladder, the buggy overturned on a freeway. Six firefighters are badly injured. Some are in the ICU. Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy.
We've got a tough road ahead. Many of the injured are going to be hospitalized for quite a while.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart, are under recall across the U.S. and Canada. Regulators say the Lucid beds can collapse, posing risk for falls and injury. That's because they can sag, break, or collapse. There have been 245 incidents in the U.S. with 18 injuries. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit Staples.com/print for offer details and Staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Pet Medical Center reminds pet owners about the importance of spaying or neutering. Shelters overflow with unwanted pets and litters. Spaying and neutering helps prevent this and has many health benefits too. If you're seeking a new pet friend for the home, adopt from a shelter or pet rescue and give them a new loving forever home. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google them for the finest domestic pet care available. Open Monday through Saturday. Be responsible. Spay or neuter.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. As we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Neupert. Governor Joni Evers says the UW system's new viewpoint-neutral policy is confusing. At UW-Madison, the governor was asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy. Evers says the policy will have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the November presidential ballot. The Elections Commission requested the court yesterday take up the case rather than wait for a ruling from the Second District Court of Appeals. Attorneys for the commission say a swift resolution is needed since clerks around the state are already sending absentee ballots to voters with Kennedy's name on them. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says that social media accounts can be damaging to teenagers. He says that media has been particularly harmful to young people in the state, and the government should be doing something about it. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com, that's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School District is projecting a balanced budget for the school year. District Superintendent Ryan Nelson says, even with the loss of federal COVID money, the district will still have a balanced budget.
One of the things that went away this year are a lot of those federal ESSER monies. So a lot of schools, ourselves included, invested a lot in staffing in relation to that. And kudos to the business department. We are able to maintain all of that staffing, and with some of the increased aid in the equalization aid formula this year, it will allow us to do that. But we are projecting a balanced budget for the upcoming school year.
The final budget numbers will be released in October after the state aid is officially announced. People in Eau Claire are paying services than some other communities, but changing that may not be easy or cheap. The Wisconsin Policy Forum delivered its report to the city yesterday. It says Eau Claire is the only city of its size that uses a free market method for picking up trash and recycling. That means trash bills are about 30% higher than in other Wisconsin cities. But the report warns that switching to city-owned trash collection would mean a huge number of upfront costs, and picking just one trash hauler could put private handlers out of business. City leaders say they're going to study the report before making any decisions. A Winona company is out tens of thousands of dollars following a phishing scam. Authorities say administrators at Barron's Manufacturing sent roughly $53,000 to a bank account set up by a fraudster that they thought was legitimate. The issue started when criminals sent an email to the business that claimed one of the regular vendors needed to update the account information. The money was transferred in a single payment before managers became suspicious and recognized the scam. Wisconsin's election managers want the state Supreme Court to decide if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will stay on the November ballot. The State Election Commission yesterday asked for the ruling from the High Court. Kennedy wants to get off the November ballot because he ended his campaign. He's trying on a technical challenge. The Elections Commission already said that Kennedy qualified for the ballot and state law doesn't allow him to simply drop off. The case is time-sensitive as local election clerks started mailing absentee ballots yesterday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A missing hunter has been found safe after a search in Buffalo County. 74-year-old Julia Vu didn't show up at a meeting spot near the Tiffany Wildlife Area on Wednesday afternoon. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department quickly organized a search, but had to call it off because of the dark Wednesday night. The DNR said it used a plane to find Vu yesterday. He was okay. He told the DNR he simply got lost and his cell phone died. There's a plea deal in the Naked Pitcher case against an Eau Claire spa owner that doesn't include any jail time. Chris Devlin yesterday pleaded no contest to two counts of capturing an intimate representation and bail jumping. Prosecutors dismissed other 11 charges in the case. Devlin owned Renew Aesthetics. Police say it was while he was working there that he sexually assaulted at least four women. Two other women told police he took unnecessary pictures of them while they were naked. The judge gave Devlin 3 years of probation and banned him from spa work during that time. Two large engineering labs and one of the busiest building corridors at UW-Stout have fresh new looks this fall as students are back on campus. Phase one of a two-year, $7.4 million lab renovation project was completed this summer in Jarvis Hall Technology Wing. The Engineering Technology Research and Development Lab, the Plastics Engineering Lab were both completely revamped, along with the hallway between the labs. Phase two of the project will take place in summer of 2025. Adjacent to the north of the engineering labs, the Construction Lab for Construction Management Majors and Interdisciplinary Research and Development Prototyping Labs will be renovated. Police in Rice reports of gunshot in that city last night were because of a driver-modified car to sound like gunfire. Officers rushed to the local Walmart after receiving reports of an active shooter. That sent both Rice Lakes Middle School and High School into lockdown. Officers later found the car and arrested two people. Neither one of them had a gun. Prosecutors are now reviewing the case for possible charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Cops is almost a top 10 burger. Yelp released its list of best burgers in the country yesterday, and Cops made the list at number 11. Cops is the only Wisconsin restaurant on Yelp's list. The rankings are based on total sales and customer reviews. Yelp didn't say which Cops location received the best reviews. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Riggs plays spoiler at Bristol. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Lane Riggs played playoff spoiler again by winning last night's event at Bristol Motor Speedway, his second win in a row and second career victory in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. The 22-year-old Front Row Motorsports pilot was especially excited to brandish the unique trophy that's presented at the last great Coliseum.
I think that's the easiest I've driven all year. They gave me such an awesome truck. I put the pedal to the metal, threw it against the fence, and was banging boards all the way to the end, man. Bristol will always be special to me from here on out. It's a driver's racetrack. The driver got it done tonight. Man, I can't wait to lift that sword. My girlfriend told me the other day, she said, I really want a sword. I said, I'm going to try my best. I'd rather win and not be in the playoffs than be in the playoffs and just be point racing.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers play host to the Arizona Diamondbacks, game two of their four-game series. The Brewers sitting three games back of both the Phillies and the Dodgers as they hunt one of the top two seeds in the NL. That means they would be able to skip the wildcard playoff round. If not, then they'll be in the wild card round where the Diamondbacks are fighting for a spot right now. Tonight, 7:10 first pitch, Colin Ray gets the start against Zach Gallen.
On to football, where the Green Bay Packers continue preparation for Sunday's matchup on the road in Tennessee against the Titans. The 1-1 Pack, the 0-2 Titans, will kick off in Nashville on Sunday at 12 noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers continue going through their bye week. The Badgers back in action a week from tomorrow as they play on the road at USC. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
A look at week 5 of the high school football season as we head past the midway point. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 5 means we're past the halfway point of the high school football regular season, and we're not far off from talking playoffs. But first, there are some big-time matchups on the schedule this weekend. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin-Dairy Game of the Week is all about gangrene, with Greenfield making the trip to Greendale in a key Woodland Conference battle. Muskego went down last week, but has to regroup quickly with a game against Arrowhead on Friday. The top rivalry in the Southeast Conference for quite a while has featured neighbors Franklin and Oak Creek meeting up, and they'll play this week in Oak Creek. Wauwatosa East is off to a surprising 4-0 start, and they'll take on crosstown rival Wauwatosa West. Speaking of surprise stories this year, previously winless Waupaca shocked previously undefeated Fox Valley Lutheran last week, and the Comets get Seymour, who is 4-0 with wins over Xavier, Two Rivers, and Luxembourg Casco. Once again, there is a contingent of huge games in the Big Rivers Conference, as Chippewa Falls faces off against Rice Lake, and New Richmond takes on River Falls. In a WVC Big Rivers crossover, Stevens Point will travel to Hudson. After taking down old playoff nemesis Bangor last week, the Ithaca Bulldogs get another Scenic Bluffs heavyweight this week in a road game at Cashton. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. My old fishing buddy, Stacy Barber, when he was still alive, taught me some tricks on how to catch a largemouth bass on topwater, and I'm going to tell you about one of my favorites. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Stacy Barber was an incredible bass angler. This guy loved waking me up when it was still dark and getting out on the water for top water action. We'd fish till 9:30 in the morning. By then, the bass had quit biting on the top water lures, and we were done. But until then, it was one after another great action, and this is the time of the year when it all went down. One of the things that he taught me, and you should know, is that you don't have to be fishing heavy cover for top water bass. Now, you're going to be fishing what looks like open water, but there will be some vegetation that's growing, but not to the surface. There will be 2 or 3 feet between the surface and the tops of the weeds. Now, what you're going to be using for a lure is a buzz bait. It works very good in these open water situations. You cast it as far as you can, and you just burn it back to the boat. These bass are still feeding aggressively, and they'll chase that lure down, and they'll just crush it. Like any other topwater lure, give them a couple of seconds after they hit that bait to get it so that that hook can be just buried right into their jaw. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Sunshine throughout the day. Today in our Real Country 1430 forecast, we'll have highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon, highs mid 80s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys football tonight. So the Panthers are at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther previews at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and happy Friday, by the way. We were just talking how fast this week went, and it brought kind of an interesting momentum to the week. So we're going to break down, though, what's happened within this Friday trade action and still some discussions because of what happened with the feds earlier in the week. But harvest, we know, is underway. We'll talk about where we're at number-wise, and then we'll look to our neighbors to the south. I had actually read in the report coming from Water Street, there might be some abandoned acres. We're going to talk more about what that all entails as Darren Fry joins us. As I mentioned, he is with Water Street. And first of all, I want to get your takeaway. We've had a couple of days to digest the Fed's rating and see the drop that they took. Does that set the tone for what you see in these markets going forward? A little bit,
yeah,
maybe?
Certainly. Yeah, absolutely. I think we're seeing a melt up. Obviously, the stock market reacted really good to it. The dollar initially was down, but it's kind of stabilized. But I do think that gives us some tailwinds as the dollar has been weakening over the last month or two. And I think the feds are going to probably cut again before the end of the year. I don't know if that'll be 25 or another 50. But it's interesting to see how the market is very optimistic as a result of this from Wednesday. And so, you know, there's a mix of things going on in our grain markets anyway, with weather in South America, harvest really ramping up here. But that cut will help us. There's no question about it.
So let's go then looking at the other factors that are going to be weighing in on this trade. Harvest is underway. Many folks say it's just too dry. It's drier than they expected. What are you hearing out in the country, especially since you're in the Eastern Corn Belt?
Yeah, you know, it's for the most part, the Eastern Corn Belt is really moving into like drought stages. You know, now it's not going to hurt anything now because it's already done the damage, if there was damage to be done. But we are really dry, especially Indiana and Ohio. There are some poor yields coming out of Ohio, really less than expected by 50, 60, 70 bushel on corn in some cases and 10, 15, 20 on beans. But for the most part, you know, people are in good shape. One of the things we are seeing is how quickly the beans have dried down. There's a lot of 8-9% beans being cut. And guys are trying to mow those down as fast as possible. But one other thing that you and I talked about earlier, Susan, was if your planting date was real early on beans and you planted the same variety, that same maturity, a couple weeks later on same quality dirt, those yields are coming in 8 to 12 bushel less. And I think it's just because they finished their filling process under more droughty conditions. And that created some of those top pods not to fill, and it created a smaller bean in the pod. And so that's kind of what we're seeing in the East as far as beans. Corn, it's pretty spectacular. I mean, I'm not hearing too many bad yields in corn. I'm hearing a lot of, you know, 20 bushel over what this field's ever done, stuff like that. And so I think the corn yields are really holding in there out East.
Which, of course, is good to hear as we hear a lot of optimism and hope, I think, for this crop. A lot of guys banking on putting stuff in the bins and moving towards 25. What about we got a quarterly grains and stocks and small grains summary that's coming out here on September 30th. Is that going to start to weigh in as we hit this next week?
Well, I would think so. You know, that's never usually bullish. Now, I guess we could have a surprise, but the market's acting pretty well. You know, we're advancing harvest quickly. Last Sunday, we were 9% on corn, 6% on beans. We were ahead of pace. And so, you know, South America obviously is helping to support us with their dry weather and not being able to get started in central and northern part of Brazil up in Mato Grosso. But we'll have to see if we continue to support here as we accelerate harvest. And then, of course, that quarterly stocks position, when we get the final yield on last year, corn and beans, we'll find out some things. Will our carryouts grow or shrink? And that'll be very important. And usually you have some, you know, fireworks around that report. So we'll see. But I like how the market is holding together thus far.
Well, you know, Darren, as you look at not only that report coming out, but the yield numbers that we just talked about, is it going to be hard for this market to kind of embrace or get their arms around everything that's being talked about?
You know, it might be. You know, I'm kind of surprised that we're holding together as well as we are. I was kind of forecasting that we'd have a rally up into the first part of September, but I thought then we would go back to the lows. And so far, we're holding together longer than I thought. And I still have upside targets, you know, like in corn to go up to 4.25 to 4.40. I have upside targets in beans at 10.40, 10.45. I don't know if we're going to get those or not, but I think the main reason we're not breaking is because of South America being delayed. And I think as dry and hot as they've been in the central northern part, that is keeping things somewhat supported. Now, if they start getting rain, that pattern changes, well, then you can count on this market starting to break. But so far, we just haven't seen it.
So since you're talking a little bit of weather, what I was reading this morning, you guys were talking about some Argentine farmers in the north looking to possibly abandon some of these wheat acres.
Yeah, there's that going on, as well as, you know, the Mato Grosso farmer, he counts on soybeans and then corn. But he knows if he gets too late in his first planting of soybeans, he'll put that safrinha crop at risk. And so there's also possibly abandonment that could happen over the next 2 to 3 weeks in Brazil, where acres shift out of a bean corn rotation to cotton. And so between that and what's happened in Argentina with this drought that's gripping them, we could see some rotations here of acres that keeps things interesting and somewhat supported.
And I'm sure in many ways, China kind of sitting back and watching very intently what's going to happen, because that's been their main grain source.
Yeah, it certainly has. And with them moving into a full-blown La Nina, I would think Argentina, southern Brazil are kind of the target area for poor crops this next year. You know, China's sitting back. They're sitting on their hands. We haven't seen them in our market for any corn. That's a little concerning. We need to see some exports to them for corn. That would really help if we got some of that, you know, 2-3 million metric tons over the course of our export season. They have been in for beans because the Brazilian farmer has just quit selling, and it's so dry up north, some of the river levels are too low to ship.
All right, we're going to talk more about those river levels coming up. Stick around. More is coming up, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Darren Fry. Darren, of course, with Water Street. And let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in South America. You and I were talking over the commercial break about, you know, the leafhopper concerns, which we've known the market's been kind of talking about for the last couple of weeks. But it might kind of set off and change things up a little bit for their crops there.
Yeah, it sure will. You know, it's kind of old news, but they came out a few weeks ago and, you know, basically said because of the leafhopper pressure and the bacterial diseases that came after that, you know, they were going to be reducing corn acres, increasing bean acres. And of course, you know, we know that Brazil is planning to expand and grow more beans unless, you know, they can't get them in up north because of drought, because of dry weather concerns and late planting. And so when you look at this, I mean, there's going to just be more bushels, more million metric tons of beans down there. And that's why I'm so surprised the beans are hanging in there. We're supposedly have a big crop here. I know it got trimmed some with filling weather, but with all those beans down there, you'd think beans would be headed to $9.50 or $9, but man, some days they're hanging in better than corn and wheat.
Which has been a kind of the interesting ride, to say the least. Do you see any basis levels changing?
Well, we got quite a basis problem, you know, in the East. I mean, there was old crop corn and then just a big corn crop, and, you know, elevators are restricting, you know, when you can bring it, and there's going to be ground piles everywhere. So basis has really fallen out of bed in the East. And that has a lot of farmers concerned, because if they don't have enough storage and elevators won't take it, or they have to sell it for a terrible price, there's really no way to recoup, you know, basis after that happens. It's not like futures where, okay, you sell it, you could re-own it. But if you got to sell at a wide basis, there's just no way to recover from that. So that's the challenge is over here. Certainly once we get past harvest, you'll see that firm up. But that is the question. How do you get past harvest with all this corn around?
Well, Darren, you talk about looking at storage. What are you hearing from folks? Is there going to be more stow and go, or ship it off to town right away?
Well, you know, it's a big crop, so there's going to be a limited amount. I mean, you'll fill your storage, but there's going to be probably more hit the market. And that's why I was thinking, you know, we'd rally into early September and then break all the way into November and probably put in new lows. But I'm just not so sure of that now, the way the market's acting. I guess it'll depend on the South America weather picture, and it'll depend on whether yields are actually getting bigger or maybe steady or a little bit smaller. And it depends on what the farmer can put on the ground or in the bin and doesn't have to move right now. Because if we get back, get past the glut slot of harvest, then I would expect things to firm up as you get to January. So we'll see what happens, but that's what we know now.
Switch gears. Let's take a look at the livestock as you look at this cattle complex, which has been kind of an interesting ride this week. How do the charts look?
The charts look great. Cattle and feeder cattle look great. I was on with another broadcaster on Wednesday, and kind of they were doing nothing, cattle and feeder cattle, and just waiting for cash. Cash was strong here at the end of the week, and now we see the market taking off again. But I love the structure of the charts. I think we're going higher, barring an economic problem that takes everything risk off. And so I like cattle and feeder cattle for the ups. We know there's, you know, numbers are just not there. And so if the consumer stays healthy and keeps buying, we're going to see them go higher. Probably the shocker is the hogs, right? They keep going up, and we know we got a hog pig report on the 26th of September. Can't imagine that being friendly. But the market always seems to know things that we don't. And right now it's holding in there.
Do you think there's some optimism for some continued higher prices for them?
You know, there might be. I have an alternate count that would take us higher, but I'm still looking at a place to try to get, you know, fourth quarter stuff hedged, because it's usually always the weak, you know, quarter to be hedged. But we'll just have to see, taking a day at a time. If we don't get a bearish report in that September report, and certainly at that point, you know, if we continue to see a melt up because of what the Feds have done, hey, hogs could go higher.
And I know I was reading earlier, too, when it came to some storage numbers, stocks are looking to be higher when you look at hams, turkeys, butter, et cetera, getting ready for the holidays. And I think that just banks back on what you were talking about when it comes to consumer confidence.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we got to see the consumers the key to this. And if we see them back away or go to cheaper cuts, or, you know, if we get in a recession or something really happens. I remember 08, you know, everything was looking fine in September, and then all of a sudden everything fell apart and people had a very different attitude as they looked at the future. And so if this consumer sentiment changes, then we could have issues with the meats. But if it doesn't, I think they could continue to be supported real well, especially on the beef side.
Well, great conversation that we had today. It's too bad we've run out of time, Darren. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you and all your staff there at Water Street?
Well, they can give us a call at the office, toll free at 866-249-2528, or they can look me up on what used to be Twitter at Fry, F-R-Y-E _WSS.
All right, that has been the Friday version of the Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is your Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and all your local professionals. By the way, have a great weekend. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last month, the Environmental Protection Agency released the final text for their nationwide herbicide strategy, and the new rules could have a far-reaching effect on the technology available to row crop farmers. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions is not only a leader in row crops, they also provide expertise for turf and ornamental grasses. I spoke with crop consultant Kyle Huvar about the turf industry in South Texas.
Harvest-wise, it's 365 days a year. So I'd say the grass usually starts greening up in early March, and then it'll stay green until the first frost, which is usually sometime in November.
Kyle, what recommendations would you have for somebody looking to seed a quality grass?
So it's really going to depend on where you're at or what variety you would want to plant. And the best way to get an answer on that would probably be talking to your local turf farmer in your area and asking them.
Kyle, now you sound pretty passionate about turf grass, and I'm curious, do you have a favorite turf grass variety?
Yes, I actually do. Palisade Zoysia is my favorite turf grass. It's shade tolerant, drought tolerant, and it really holds up to the Texas heat. It doesn't require a whole lot of maintenance.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in El Campo, Texas. Thanks for joining us again. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. The EPA's new final herbicide strategy introduces a series of mitigation measures that will affect how herbicides are applied on farms. While the strategy itself doesn't impose direct restrictions on pesticide usage, it sets the stage for future regulations tied to new pesticide registrations and the review of existing ones. This means that farmers will need to adjust their practices to align with these new standards aimed at reducing herbicide runoff and spray drift. One of the key changes is the emphasis on conservation practices like cover crops, conservation tillage, and windbreaks. These measures are being highlighted as effective ways to minimize the environmental impact of herbicides. But farm groups, which have been providing insight to the EPA throughout the process, say the practices don't work everywhere. Josh Gackle, president of the American Soybean Association, noted, "While there are clear improvements in the final strategy," he says, "we're still concerned about the complexity of this framework and whether it will be practical for all farmers to implement." The strategy also introduces the use of a mitigation menu and a calculator to help farmers determine what additional measures they might need to adopt. While these tools are intended to simplify the process, there are concerns about their usability in the fast-paced environment of modern farming. Agricultural Retailers Association Senior Vice President Richard Gupton acknowledged the improvements made by the EPA, but emphasized that the true test will come with the 2025 pesticide label registrations. He said, quote, "We support efforts to protect endangered species, but the mitigation measures must be economical and practical for farmers. The success of the strategy will depend on how well these new requirements integrate into existing farming practices without creating undue burdens." On the environmental side, groups like the Center for Biological Diversity see these changes as a long overdue step toward protecting endangered species. They argue that the benefits to ecosystems, including cleaner waterways and healthier habitats, outweigh the challenges posed to agriculture. I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With the EPA's final herbicide strategy in place, farmers will need to pay attention for changes to application instructions in pesticide labels. Both new products and existing formulations will have their labels examined, and those changes could be coming as soon as the next growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Sunshine throughout the day. Today in our Real Country 1430 forecast, we'll have highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon, highs mid 80s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas boys football tonight. So the Panthers are at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther previews at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride. My big green tractor, we can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. Ooh, I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Hell yeah. Baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Oh, yeah, yeah. We can go to town. Or
When it comes to love, I keep my senses. I don't get kicked around. I shivered once. You broke into my soul. The damage is done now. I'm out of control. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me. Break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one could love me like, no one could love me like you. You can make me want you anytime you want to. You're burning me up.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the where I want.
Of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I've crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding colts in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. She wants a man who wants her to be herself, and she'll never change. Don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, but you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and